a photograph of a newspaper clipping from the Second World War circa 1914. This newspaper clipping tells of the striking of the Conwy camp when the call to arms was made at the beginning of World War I. Across Great Britain, World War I was greeted with enthusiasm. The Daily News in London reported that the news was received with tremendous cheering, which grew to a deafening roar. The North Wales Pioneer, a local weekly newspaper, carried some lighter articles of the upcoming conflict as well, in the days after war was declared. One article is titled Armed Foreigners at Conwy, which tells of a car of foreign-looking men who were seen proceeding at a fast pace and firing revolvers. Another article speaks of the Germans and tells of the president of the Conwy sheepdog trials hoping Britain would drive the Germans before them like the dogs have done to the sheep this day. The final article, titled Irish Loyalty, tells us of a man who, upon hearing of the mobilization of his Irish regiment, decided to walk from London back to Ireland. After being unable to get a boat from Liverpool, he started walking to Holyhead, stopping in Llandudno to ask for directions. This was all in contrast to the terrible effect the war would have on soldiers. Over 880,000 UK service personnel were killed, and thousands were blinded through combat and gas attacks.